What's up, you guys? This is HJ here. In today's episode, I'm going to be diving into my thoughts and opinions on the Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 Plus in 2024. Now, I've already unboxed the device, but when you do unbox the device yourself, inside you'll get the device itself, a USB-C fast charging cable, warranty and guide information, and a SIM card tool for a micro SD card or SIM card if you have the 5G LTE version. Sadly, you do not get the wallet light in the box like you did with the Tab A8 and the S6 Lite 2022 edition, or even 2020 for that matter, but I'll go ahead and forgive this one because of the hardware updates and the price. The screen is a 1920 by 1200 TFT LCD display with about a centimeter or two of bezel around the side, so you're going to have a little bit less screen real estate, but it's not that bad. Now, I do have a case on mine, and the case does kind of go around the bezel itself, so you guys can get a sense as to how thick the bezels actually are. Now, the camera is an 8 megapixel with no wide view and no flashlight built in. I just thought I'd mention that because some people go into their tablet cameras for some reason and think they have a wide view. Not all cameras have that. You may need to get a premium tablet in order to get that. In some cases, the body is 3/4 aluminum and 1/4 plastic. And yes, I said aluminum because I'm from the South, so don't judge me on that. I just had to put that out there. But you guys can't see it, but underneath the case, there is the top part is like a band and that's plastic, so that's why it's 1/4 plastic, 3/4 aluminum. And then when you do open the device and set it up, you will be able to go to the settings and note that the display, the refresh rate is 90 hertz adaptive right out of the box. So you guys are going to get a little bit smoother experience. Now, I'm used to a 120 hertz screen phone, so for me it's not a big jump, but some of you guys that have been using 60 hertz tablets or 60 hertz phones, or even less for that matter, some maybe not all your life but for a long time, may notice a bigger difference than I would. So just keep that in mind. And it is adaptive, which means it'll go as low as 24 hertz or up to 90 hertz depending on the task being performed. So let's just say I'm like, for example, I power this on here, I'm gaming, for example, so I have, or if I'm watching YouTube, for example, because I'm watching somebody right now, I'm doing a video, so if you guys are scrolling through the screen or watching a video, it's going to dynamically adjust to whatever you're actively doing, and that means that, one, you're going to get better battery life, and in some cases, you're going to get better screen performance depending on what you're performing on your device. Now, the base model, it does come with 64 gigabytes of storage and 4 gigs of RAM. But I'm going to show you guys, in my configuration, I went to Best Buy, and Best Buy right now, if I'm not mistaken, as I'm recording this, they have a sale where both of the tablets, the 64 gig model, our Best Buy in my city, not yours. I don't know if what yours is going to be, but ours had the 64 gig model and the 128 8 gigabyte of RAM model. They both have them for the same price. If they're the same price, or if the 128 gig model is like 20 or 30 bucks more, in my opinion, I would just go ahead and get the 128 gig model with the 8 gigs of RAM, just because it's going to be a little bit more performant, and you're going to get a little bit more storage with it, or double storage with it, which means you're going to have more space for apps. And I have mine with my additional 256 gigabyte micro SD card, which does not come with the tablet. But you guys can buy one. And pro tip for you, if you guys don't know how to turn on the developer options, so go to your settings and tap on the build number 10 times in the software information, and then go to developer settings and scroll down to force allow apps on external. And the reason why I would say this is because if you guys, right out of the box, if you have an SD card inserted, you can't move apps to the external card. You have to turn that on in order to actually do it. And a lot of people don't mention that, but I just thought I'd point that out because it's really important that you guys actually do know how to do that. So if you guys are getting an SD card and you guys are like, well, why isn't my apps moving to the SD card? Well, it's because you did not enable the force allow apps on external, which can only be turned on in the developer options. So just keep that in mind. Now, this will allow, now, like I said, I'm mighty impressed with the performance of the videos and TV, but the main star of the show is going to be for your gamers. So compared to the A8, on low to medium, and in some cases high settings, like on Minecraft, for example. I was managing to get some playable frame rates on almost everything I ran, including CarX 3, which is a massive open world game. I was getting probably 24 to 30, which, I mean, you may not think of it as playable, but to the eyes, especially on a tablet when you have a higher refresh rate, it actually looks decent, and that's pretty remarkable for a tablet of this price and this caliber. So that's something else that you guys should also keep in mind, is that if you guys plan to do this for gaming or for some moderate video editing or light video editing, if you get the 8GB of RAM model especially, you guys can do some of it to an extent. While you might not be able to do it on max or blast, you guys can at least go up to medium with it. Now, I did notice that Fortnite is going to be the problem. If you guys are doing this for Fortnite, do not do it. The Fortnite game itself is laggy at even lower resolutions. I'm not sure if it's the game itself, because they don't necessarily have the performance mode or anything else optimized for this particular tablet. But this is not a Fortnite tablet. Oh God, no. So please, please keep that in mind when buying this. For video editing, you will probably need the 8GB of RAM version, not necessarily, but it will help with light to medium video editing. But aside from that, you may want to opt for an S7 FE Plus, or an S9 FE, or a better tablet if you plan to do anything color accurate with an OLED screen or video editing related long term. So just keep that in mind as well. Now I'm going to walk you guys through how to turn on the developer options, because I feel like if I don't do that, somebody's gonna be questioning that. So you're gonna tap on this. I already have mine turned on, but just tap on this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Go to developer options. You guys can see it on my screen. Scroll all the way down until you get to pass Bluetooth. Plus drawing all the way to the not media, go all the way down to where the storage and apps stuff is, and you see the setting right here. You're going to toggle this force allow apps on external. You're going to toggle that to on, and what that's going to do, I'm going to show you. If you go here, and let's say I want to move Amazon, for example, now there's an option to change the storage to the SD card. I'm going to move it to the SD card, let it finish the process. Sometimes it's a little bit slow. On some phones, like my A53 5G, it's buggy when it gets above 1GB, and it'll hang up, and it'll bug out, and it'll time itself out. On most tablets that I've had, especially this one, it doesn't do that. I think that's just the issue with my phone in general, and the transfer speed of that phone's SD card. But in just a second, or about a minute or two, it will eventually move itself. There it goes. And now I'm going to open it back up. And now you guys can see here, instead of 188 used in internal storage, now it says 188 used in external storage. So now it's available on the SD card and not on the tablet itself. And if you guys do remove the SD card, please don't forget to move your apps back to your internal card if you plan on switching SD cards at some point, so you don't lose your apps, so you guys can keep your apps and not have to re-download them. And another thing that I forgot to mention, or almost forgot to mention, is DeX mode. Now, mine came with Android 13 out of the box, but if you don't know how to software update it, you just go down here, go to software update, download and install, it'll check it for you, and then hit install. You go to connected devices to launch DeX, and Android 14, which I'm running right now, has a new DeX mode and classic DeX mode, so they just added this one, the new DeX mode, and it's perfectly fine. I used it on my S6 Lite, I had pretty much no problems with it. The only thing I would say is you'll need a decent sized tablet like this one, especially if you really want to do some productivity work, because the larger tablet's going to help you see more, and it's going to help you get more stuff done, so just keep that in mind as well. Now, this is what I was talking about with the adaptive brightness. You can see it's smoother animations and scrolling by automatically adjusting your screen's refresh rate up to 90 hertz. And lastly, the battery. Now, mine's at 84%, but you can also protect the battery and limit the lifespan by, or limit the charge to protect the lifespan by, you know, limiting the charge to 85%. And while limiting the charge to 85%, isn't going to protect it forever, it'll actually extend the lifespan of your device. And this is the very last thing I'm going to go over. So if you guys want to use an app like Spotify for podcasters, or Spotify, or some other app that doesn't have, that not everything is supported in landscape mode, you just go into the labs, go to landscape view for portrait apps, and change this so that the app that you want is going to open up in full screen. Alrighty then, so that's the tablet for you. And then the last thing that I was going to say is, if you guys do want to pick up a charging brick, you guys can pick up a charging brick. I would, honestly, if you do not have a dedicated charging brick, this thing supports up to 15 watt fast charging. However, I've tested, let me grab it, I've tested a 45 watt, which I use for my phone, and it charges even faster and works just fine. So you guys can theoretically go up to 45. I would not go any higher than 45, just because if you go higher than 45, your battery is definitely going to take a hit, because it's not supported beyond a certain point, or it'll still work, but it'll cause the battery to die or drain out quicker, or degrade over time even faster, because you're pushing the wattage more than what it's typically supposed to allow. So just keep that in mind. If you do use a 45 watt or higher, you will need to unplug it very quickly after it hits 100, or you're going to degrade your battery long term. So my conclusion on the device is this: if you want a tablet for moderate gaming and general use, you should consider this tablet as one of many on your list. And now, oh, by the way, I did forget to mention that the connector for the Samsung Book Cover keyboard, you can't see it, but it's right under here. And if they add that at some point, eventually you may be able to connect their first party keyboard to it. So be on the lookout for that. As always, that does it for me. Now, this video is going to be available on YouTube. I originally wasn't planning on doing this as a YouTube video. I originally was planning on doing this as a podcast episode first, and then a YouTube video. But as you guys can see from me standing here, I'm obviously working backwards, so that's okay. But if you guys do want to, I'll leave a link to my podcast in the YouTube description so you guys can follow the show on Spotify and my Twitter. And there's going to be a separate version, a scaled-down version of this review coming to my podcast that's different from this. It's just going to have a little bit gutted out, just so I can, you know, keep it short and orderly in that regard. But it will be available some point this week or next week, so stay tuned for that. But as always, you guys, thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm HJ, and I'll catch you guys in the next video.